8. Item number 8 from the Acting Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute a professional consultant services contract with Geo Decisions, Inc. for the provision of Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System, Location-Based Data and Technologies, Business Needs Assessment and Implementation Plan.
Please identify yourself. Thank
you. Good morning. My name is Don Niemer. I'm the chairman of the McCann Steering Committee.
William Shaw, the current McCandless Project Manager.
All right, perhaps you could give us a description of what the committee did, please.
Sure, not a problem. McCandless Steering Committee, I'm not sure if most folks are aware of what we do there. We provide base land information to the stakeholders in Milwaukee County, and we've been doing this for quite some time, and we've been very effective in providing the base information that not only our citizens but other municipalities within Milwaukee County need to do land-based analysis. And what we're trying to do here with this contract award is to provide more value to the stakeholders within Milwaukee County. We're currently very effective in what we do. However, to take the committee to the next step, to identify what our key stakeholders are looking for beyond just the base data associated with the geography of Milwaukee County, we're looking to engage Geo Decisions to help us in that effort.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I guess we talk about municipalities and business and then the average consumer. Is this municipalities, for obvious reasons, need this the mapping, business, you've got a business plan. How well, you know, you talk about a website, how well is this understood, and, you know, what kind of usage do you have from the average consumer, and what, and how often would the person have to just find out about their own residence and, you know, when they're going to be selling, but I'm just wondering what kind of usage it really gets from the average person, or how much information there is out there that people know about this, or what they could use it for. I guess it's pretty obvious, or you could maybe speak to that just briefly on what businesses and municipalities need it for. That'd be my question.
I can speak to the website access, which all of the data that we collect is maintained and provided as a service on the website. Our website usage has grown from our launch in 2009 from just under, roughly about 750,000 accesses. And this year, in 2012, we recorded 5 million accesses. So the website is quite steadily used, and generally speaking, about 750,000 a month, if not more. So I think as far as getting the data out there and getting it available to people, people are using it. As far as accesses from our stakeholders, the communities, engineering firms and whatnot doing development, on average we provide about 250 data deliveries each year, and through those data deliveries, they then do, they manage their own websites. They also provide for engineering and site development type applications with that. MMSD, where the current chair is from, uses it quite extensively, and perhaps you might want to add.
Yeah, and perhaps you could identify who's on the steering committee as well, so we understand the stakeholders.
The steering committee is made up of, is there seven of us? We have representatives from Milwaukee County, 1, 2, 3?
3 from Milwaukee County.
One from the city of Milwaukee, one from the Intergovernment, the ICC committee, and we have 1, 2 stakeholders from the We Energies, one stakeholder from AT&T. So the information that is offered really took a private partner, private public partnership to create in its infancy, and that's why we get the utilities as well as government agencies to be involved in the committee. It took an investment by all the partners to get this data up and running, And the county has been maintaining this data now for the past several years. And it's really our desire to add more value than just providing data. We provide a lot of data out to folks, but we could be doing things that could really help those folks make their businesses, their municipalities more efficient if we could just understand different ways in which we could go about utilizing our investments.
Well, I guess I see, just to increase those relationships going back and forth. I mean, again, there's so many things in county government. You look at a major job description, no one realizes the complexity and the depth and the many things that the county does. Just in this committee, besides this, I mean, I had no idea the extensiveness of this myself, to be honest. You talk about 5 million hits. Mm-hmm. We are providing some wonderful services to developers and contractors and businesses, and they're obviously using this very well. Another secret of American government, or I should say county government, and just like in our housing areas and so much we do in these areas in this committee over the years and developmental housing, subsidized housing and things like this. We got no press for that because that's not glitzy. That doesn't have controversy. That just does a lot of good for a lot of people in this community. The millions of dollars we put into community. So, trying to blow our own horn a little bit here, but this is an area too that we find out a little about, but that does so much good. And so it's very good to hear this. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you could just give a brief example of the usage and what you mean by value added, what new service or application you would like to try and put forward.
Yes, Supervisor Weishaupt. We would like to expand the use of consumable data, such as you might be aware where you can use your cell phone to collect and store information. Well, you could use that same cell phone logic, smartphone, to collect asset locations using GPS in the field, and then communicate those back to our website, and then store, say, manhole locations, culvert, piping systems, and whatnot. Those types of applications, that would be one of a whole suite of opportunities for us to provide services for. Other areas where, say, in the case of MMSD, they have engineers in the field and they're collecting statuses and certain things about collection of say, samples for whatever purpose they might have. And they could use our website, some of our website, to aid that process.
Somewhere.
Thank you.
Somewhere I read that 80% of local governments are geographically based. And when you take the power of a geographic information system and you try to overlay your geographically based decision-making, rule-making, those types of things, the power of combining those two things together is really what a GIS or geographic information system allows folks to do, all the way from 911 routing to maintenance issues that Bill talked about, to planning for the future. It's really limitless the amount of things you can do with once you get a good data set and you overlay geography on top of that data. And that's what we're trying to explore with these municipalities in Milwaukee County, is that they have a variety of resources available to them to analyze their information on a geographic basis. Some of them have very sophisticated GIS systems and personnel. Some of them have virtually no GIS systems and personnel. And I think the county can take a real leadership role here in providing some resources to those local municipalities to expand the efficiencies of their operations.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask if we had that. Supervisor Schmidt moves approval of the resolution. I just want to, Supervisor Johnson, I'll let you go first.
All right, just a question. Mr. Namer, is your vice chair a former county employee?
Excuse me?
Is your vice chair of the steering committee, is she a former county employee?
I'm not sure if Nancy Olson is a former county.
No.
She's the CIO of the city of Milwaukee.
For two Nancy Olson.
Yeah, we know one from.
Okay.
No, I can answer that.
Oh, you had Bill.
I can answer
Bill
that.
Is
no,
no,
she is not.
Thank
the
you.
One.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Shaw, can I ask how many people are in your department?
There are two other staff associated with the McCamless project area, and there's one other person in the Register of Deeds office that is funded through McCamless funding.
Do you have some younger employees in your department that are actively learning what you're doing?
Yes. Actually, in the audience today, I have my senior person with me, and then we just hired on a younger individual, yes.
That is becoming a real concern of mine after we lost our entire real estate office and realizing that we had no one in training. And when you hear about the kind of specialized services McCamless is offering, we need to become much more vigilant in that regard. Years of tight belt planning under the Walker administration and tight budgets the last few years, it really is giving me concern. So I think we should start being more attentive to this issue. But just my own little plug for McCamless, when I was working on the home bridge issue, I had a need to find out exactly who was under the home bridge in terms of the property, and I went to McCamless and got tremendous maps. Property identification numbers. We could actually identify owners, but more importantly, you could also see the breadth of the property that's under the home bridge, all from McCamless. Mm-hmm. So that's a real world illustration that I can give. Was extremely helpful. So, all right, we do have a motion to approve the resolution. Madam Clerk, please call that roll.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The
Thank
motion
you.
To approve is approved.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate that.